Hey, 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 this is DJ Rodeo. What a beautiful Wednesday it was. Still a little bit of it though, so make the most of it. Can't believe it's October 7th. Time sure does fly by. Country 101 bringing you new and exciting things today, right here on radio.dominican.edu, the official Penguin Radio. I tried getting Tina back on with me, but duty calls for her, so maybe next week I can get her back in the station. Like I mentioned last week, I said I was going to attend the Rascal Flatts concert this past weekend on Sunday, and it was indeed a great concert. It was my second time seeing them live, but they sounded just as good. Ray Lynn was the first performer who, if you don't know, sings God Made Girls for a Boy and Kissin' Frogs, and she actually played all these songs, and it was nice to hear her, but I think she does have a lot of work to get to the top. But that's where it all starts, is being the opening act for bigger artists. Then came Scotty McCreery, and I had always been a fan of him ever since he was on American Idol. From the start, he has always been so humble, and at the concert, he was so sweet and really loving to all his fans and showed so much appreciation. I love when country performers get emotional at their concerts and don't just sing, but really connect with their audience, and that's one thing I think people really enjoy, at least I do when I attend a concert. I think he really got the audience ready because I got super excited when the lights got dim at Rascal Flatts was about to come on. So I think both acts did a pretty good job for the show, and they performed so good. They sang most of their original songs that they brought out some new ones, but for the most part, it was the classical Rascal Flatts songs that everybody loves. God Bless the Broken Road, Life is a Highway. They did play one of their songs from 2014, from their last album. I like the sound of that. So I'm going to play this song in a few minutes once I'm done talking about the concert and how it went. I really want to play my Snapchat story for you guys, but I saved it. And I really liked it, and I literally recorded almost every song, mainly the ones that I knew, of course, but the quality obviously wasn't the best. I don't want you guys to hear me singing and screaming the songs, though. A little embarrassing. Got super excited. You know how that goes. I met up with my roommates and Tina, of course. Sadly, Alyssa didn't show up. She let us down. Shame, shame. And I listened to a few songs with them. Hi, roommates. Good luck tonight. They're playing Fresno Pacific. This is Dominican women's soccer, by the way. Go out and get that W. I think they're losing right now, but hopefully they'll get their stuff together and pull out a win. Shout out to Mariah. It's her birthday, my roommate. So that'll be nice to get a win for her. I went with my other country lovers as well. Hi, friends. I don't think you're listening, but in case you are, here's a shout out. And the venue, Shoreline itself reminded me of a venue back home in Southern California, the Verizon Amphitheater. So I felt like I was under Southern sky and people said, oh, sloppy Shoreline, when I said I was going. But I think it depends on the performer and the kind of audience they bring. There was a lot of families and older couples there, even younger kids. I wasn't surprised because Rascal Flatts bring such a variety of fans to their concerts. It was also a Sunday night. All in all, it was a great concert. And next time they come to town, I really recommend investing in a ticket. They're such down-to-earth guys. I mean, I haven't met them, but the way they perform and carry themselves, I really enjoy their music and the way they perform. They have such class. So I'm going to play, I like the sound of that, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Costs the U.S. an average of $4,000.
And music can save a soul.
I love hearing that shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you on. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. turn down the lights. I ain't going nowhere. I'm on yours tonight. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over.
So that was I Like the Sound of That by Rascal Flatts. Let me just say, when I heard that song come on this weekend, I was super excited, and they sang it so well, and it's definitely going to be on my playlist. And it's basically fall. Can't believe it came by so fast. Winter's literally right around the corner, and I can't believe it's already academic advising time, which reminds me I have to make an appointment with my advisor. But anyways, now that it's is October, fall is finally underway, and Halloween is just around the corner as well. It's not just a month full of football, trick-or-treating, and boots. It's also the month of a lot of country stars will celebrate their births. Scotty McCreery announced at the concert he's having his birthday this Friday, turning 22. And Sean McNally may not be a singer, but he's one of the best songwriters in Nashville, and he'll be blowing out his candles on Monday, October 12th. Thomas Rhett isn't celebrating his birthday, but his dad is... so wishing him a happy birthday. And I'll talk about more of Thomas Rhett and his dad later on in the show. Cheers to Keith Urban and Brad Paisley as well, who also have birthdays this month. So happy birthday to everyone. Don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official Penguin Radio. Now, we all know Lady Antebellum Charles Kelly. Well, he has a big secret out. Not only has the Lady Antebellum star released his first ever solo single in the driver, he's also embarking on a club tour and dropping a standalone EP. And an EP is an extended player and is a collection of songs by a musician, which is used to raise awareness for their talents. Kelly collaborated with Dierks Bentley and Eric Paisley on The Driver. He wrote about half of them, and then the other songs are some that he always wanted to sing, like Southern Accents by Tom Petty, on which was never released. Charles told sources, "I didn't care if I wrote it or not. My goal is just to find something that would be uniquely different than what I'm doing with Lady Antebellum. It's just a little more gritty and a little more edgy." Kelly admits that he's making one of his dreams come true by hitting the road solo. I read, "I've always had this kind of fun dream of wanting to put out some good songs and go do some clubs and jump right into Lady Antebellum when I'm done." And they gave me their blessing, of course. He shares nothing that he asked, noting that he asked bandmates Hillary Scott and Dave Haywood if they were cool with it. As a one-man show, Kelly will be playing in venues that are much different than those that Lady Antebellum harmonize in. They'll be much smaller, club type, and because of that, he probably won't make more of a profit from this venture, and that's completely fine with him, though, so I think that's totally awesome. Kelly told sources, "It was funny, my business manager, she goes, you know, you're not going to make any money with these two buses going on a club tour." Kelly shares, "I said, I don't care. I'm doing this for my soul. This is just one of those dreams I've always had, to be able to really go and do it down and dirty. No set list. Let it kind of fly by the seat of my pants each night. Lady Antebellum are a much more structured thing, and it should be, because you got the lights, you got the full production, and, you know, people are expecting to hear what they know and all the hits." And rumor said there's no country equivalent to Charles Kelly's debut solo single, The Driver. Kelly effortlessly separates his solo style from the more tightly produced, polished sound he helped build with Lady Antebellum, The Driver. Feels personal to each of three men singing the song, and Kelly's performance may be most surprising as he's playing a role he's not known for. Radio airplay is certainly important for Kelly as he embarks on this new chapter of his career, but The Driver doesn't seem specifically tailored for the airwaves. For this reason, it could become a hit, and the piano-heavy arrangement stands out and tugs at a memory so many fans can embrace. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with all these solos and how Lady Antebellum is going to work with him. I think that's so awesome for him to be able to go out and do what he loves. And Charles Kelly watched Christian Bush and Jennifer Nettles release solo albums and learned a thing or two. The Sugarland duo are continuously hounded by rumors that they're breaking up, but they absolutely aren't. The Lady Antebellum frontman says the health of this full-time band is what's allowing him to pursue this new creative venture. He said that they're in such a healthy spot, which is why he feels like he can do this right now, he tells Taste of Country. If it was on a shaky ground, I might have been really terrified to do something like this, that I might break the band up. But Lady Antebellum is not breaking up. He furthers, I don't think we will ever break up. Kelly says he loves Bush's solo album and thought Trailer Hitch was a great song. He has equal respect for Nettles, but recognizes the problems and obstacles they faced upon going solo. It's hard because once you're known for one thing, it's hard for the listeners to separate that. And some songs from his forthcoming EP will be grittier and more personal than Lady A have cut recently, as I said earlier. He'll be able to more fully embrace the 70s soul's influence, adding that he is definitely aiming for a heavy radio airplay of The Driver, his debut single featuring Eric Paisley and Dierks Bentley. But the success of this project won't be defined by a number one hit. With this, if it doesn't succeed to this crazy level, that's okay, because it already kind of has fueled my juices again, Kelly admits. He said, I'm already thinking about the Lady Antebellum record from a much more artistic standpoint. It's hard to not put commerce ahead of art when you're in a band that's that successful. This, I made music without an agenda. And I think that's, again, awesome for him. I can't wait to see all his success. So I'm going to play this song right now, so let's see what it's all about.
I'm the driver, bringing this circus to town. First one in and the last rolling out. Shutting down the up all nighter. All the stars and sunrises I've seen. Every cornfield and town in between. West to east. Oh, easy come, easy go. Yeah, we rock, then we roll out of town. But for now, while the moment is here, shine a light, drink a beer, let's get loud. All the drivers and dreamers, believers and singers, oh, won't you sing with me now?
That's just a little sneak peek of The Driver by by Kelly, and I hope you enjoyed his new single. I thought it was good for his first single, so we'll see what happens next and if he makes more of those. Now, Sarah Evans has had a busy summer playing festivals and fairs around the country, but a recent accident threatened to slow her down, actually. The artist shared a photo on Instagram this weekend indicating she injured herself when she took a spill down the stairs of the tour bus. And just another day on the tour, she said, Evans says dryly in the caption, I fell down the bus steps and my knee is huge. I cried in so much pain. Fortunately, it takes a little more than a knee injury to keep Evans down, and her October 3rd show at the Bloomsburg Fair in Bloomsburg went on as scheduled. A photo shows she was able to get some medical attention as the singer wore a brace on her left knee and used crutches. Luckily, Evans has a few weeks to rest before her next show, which is scheduled in early November at the Shooting Star Casino in Minnesota. She's set to perform regularly around the country throughout November and December. The singer recently performed with a legendary rock group REO Speedwagon on an episode of CMT Crossroads, which airs September 9th. Sarah Evans sings A Little Bit Stronger, which is one of her popular songs. I really enjoy her music as well, but I haven't heard any new ones lately, so maybe she's going to come out of the dust and bring some new hits out. I believe a country song can truly come from anywhere and from any place and come from all different types of stories. Morgan Miles, for example, her story behind her debut single, Whiskey Dreaming, was born after an ill-fated 3 a.m. phone call from a boyfriend who would soon find out he was going to be an ex-boyfriend. Miles was at home on crutches one night. She just had knee surgery and was recovering, but still in need of a little sensitivity. She got neither from this guy. This guy that I was seeing that I thought was a good guy and I really liked decides not to see how I'm doing after my surgery, she says in this video exclusive to tasteofcountry.com, until 3 a.m. in the morning, 3 days after my surgery. She said those kind of calls typically only have one purpose, and Miles says she wasn't amused. Later, she got with her producer and the two created a song, and that she says melds all her influences and sets a tone for her full EP. She said it's just a really good mix of who I am and where I've always been. It really defines the person I am and what influences me. Miles recently shared each song from her EP during a private event in Nashville. She said Whiskey Dreaming is a soul-soaked ballad with a sharp bit for any guy thinking of doing her wrong. Dang, I would really hate to be that guy. And we're going to listen to that song a little bit. Growing up in the spotlight of a parent and then pursuing the same path can be really tricky. Thomas Rhett, for example, knows this all too well. Like I said, I was going to mention him, so here we go. While the singer and relative newcomer admires his father, Rhett Atkins, has learned from his talent and work ethic, he's growing tired of being asked about and compared to. The crash and burn singer recently shared with Country Aircheck that "Tell me about your dad" is a question he receives all too often from media outlets, and quite frankly, it's one of his least favorites. He said, "I love my dad with all my heart," Red explains, "but that's one of the main questions I've been asked since I became an artist. To this day, every phone I do for a radio station, one of the first things is, I played your daddy's song back in 1995. And let me just tell you, if he was on Penguin Radio, I definitely wouldn't ask him that first question. I feel like I would freak out and ask him way too many more questions, and I think he would be probably pretty scared and probably never want to come back. But that's just if I had him on my radio station. Atkins had a career as a recording artist in the 90s, before writing his hits for some of today's biggest country stars like Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, and Jason Aldean, among many more. Surely the Georgia native Thomas Rhett would like to follow in his father's footsteps, no doubt, but it's understandable that he also wants his own identity as an artist and songwriter. The music business may be a family affair, but Rhett is doing a good job standing out on his own with his sophomore effort, Tangled Up, which he admits isn't unlike anything his dad would have cut. "Dad's come a long way," he said, "and he's been super supportive," Rhett tells Taste of Country. When come to him and say, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to start dancing in my shows," or we're going to start wearing suits on Saturdays on stage, obviously in his head he's like, there's no way I would have done that in the 90s, but if that's what you want to do, then you go for it. And I can completely understand where he's coming from. I know I can only imagine all the actors and actresses, even musicians, that go through this every day of their career. Mad props. I'm sure it's very hard to deal with. I know this is kind of like it, but not really. I know growing up, being a younger sister, I was always, oh, you're so-and-so's younger sister. And it's like, yeah, but I have a name, and you want to make yourself known as your name and not by so-and-so's. So it's kind of like that. So I kind of get where he's coming from for sure. Gringer Smith has built his career from the ground up, turning an independent success story into a new deal with BBR Music Group's newly christened Wheelhouse Records. The hardworking country singer shares his inspiring road to success in a new video that he let Taste of Country readers see first. The Texas-based musician has built his own independently owned and operated recording and touring mini empire, and he's done it all through an intense focus on his relationship with his fans. That includes extensive touring in every corner of the U.S., a very engaged social media following total 4 million, 35 million YouTube views and counting, and even a second career as his comical alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr. Smith's latest EP, 4x4, landed in the number 2 position on the iTunes country chart upon its May 2015 release, number 6 on iTunes All Genres chart, and number 6 on Billboard's Country Albums chart. Very successful man. He co-produced the project with award-winning producer Frank Rogers, whose credit includes Brad Paisley, Darius Ruckers, and Josh Turner. The EP lead single, Backroads Song, debuted at number 2 on the iTunes country chart and sold 32,000 copies in its first week alone. The song was also featured in a recent episode of Nashville. Smith and Rogers are currently working on Smith's full-length debut for Wheelhouse Records, a deal he struck by a combination of talent, hard work, and perseverance. For years, they told me it would never work, so I worked even harder, Smith says in the video. They told me no one would listen to an album I produced out of my house, but I did it anyways. They said no one would come to my shows if we toured outside of my home state, so we toured on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Southeast, the Southwest, and the Midwest. That approach began to work, and Smith's fan, collectively known as the Yee Yee Nation, started filling venues everywhere he played. Even I was a little bit surprised, Smith admits. He attributes much of his success to the peoples he surrounded himself with. We built this team from the ground up. He said, we rise together, we fall together, but in the end, we fight for the same vision, for something different, for something special, for the fans and for each other, and damn, we have a good time doing it. He shares, personally, I love stories like this. It's the best when people tell you you can't do it, and you turn around and you do it. So I absolutely love that. So I'm going to play this song by Morgan Miles, Whiskey Dreaming, and that was about the one with her, about her ex-boyfriend, so I'm going to play that for you guys.
Have a drink on me, 'cause you're never gonna get me back now, baby. You can't drink this soon.
was Morgan Miles, Whiskey Dreaming, and she sure did sing it. He's never going to get her back, so good luck to him. Dierks Bentley's Sound of Summer tour has been filled with pranks, and the only females on the trek, Maddie and Tay, aren't safe either. After opening for Bentley's all summer, they all were aware of his comical antiques, and they have even got to be a part of them. This time, though, the tables were turned when they became the victims. The tour may be through, but that didn't mean the duo was safe. Just when they thought that they were in the clear, Bentley made his strike. The riser singer sneaked onto the Rising Stars bus and decked it out in the hundreds of rolls of tinfoil. Yes, I said it, tinfoil. The shiny metal was everywhere, covering all of the surfaces. It even prevented the girls from accessing their makeup. Now that's just cruel. The prank got lots of laughs, so hopefully for Bentley that means they won't retaliate too harshly. I definitely would retaliate very harshly. You don't mess with a girl's makeup, that's for sure. This isn't the first time practical jokes were part of the summer tour. After Bentley made all of his openers participate in a polar plunge into a freezing lake, Kit Moore wanted to get revenge. So naturally, he traced Bentley's prized Chevy truck. He filled the cab with packing peanuts, painted graffiti on the outside, and the big finale was filling the bed with straw and placing a billy goat in it. Bentley also got his entire crew to prank Cannon Smith in the middle of his set. The whole gang stormed the stage in white jumpsuits to celebrate Smith's first number one hit. Love you like that. I think pranks are completely normal when musicians are on tour. I feel like they get tired of performing and need some downtime, so they try to have some fun and be a little childish. I think that's so awesome. Makes me laugh. After a long and energetic tour, it wasn't just Dierks Bentley who was worn out. His boots were arguably more run down than he was. Bentley had been performing throughout the Riser tour and his Sounds of Summer tour with the same pair of World War II boots every night, holding nothing back when he performed. Now, if I were Maddie and Tay, I would do something with those boots, that's for sure. That would give back some retaliation. Well, the result of the boots, a pair of banged up black boots held together with duct tape. The scuffed up kicks began appearing regularly on the star's Instagram feed during their last few dates on stage. As a tribute in preparation to their official retirement, Bentley shared photos detailing individual injuries to the boots with sentimental captions, beginning at the fourth to last show on the tour. Their retirement was a bit of a fake-out, though, because just a couple of days after the last tour performance, the boots had to be dusted off and back on stage for Bentley's appearance with Taylor Swift on her 1989 world tour. Bentley sang his song Every Mile of Memory with Swift at her show in Kansas City. Now that the tour is wrapped up and the boots are back on the shelf, Bentley is gearing up for his annual fundraiser, Miles and Music for Kids, which takes place in Nashville on November 1st. This event features a motorcycle ride and a concert at Nashville's amphitheater and benefits Vanderbilt's Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital. Bentley will be performing along with Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, my boy, Cole Swindell, love him too, Kanan Smith, the Cadillac 3, and some more, of course. Since the event began 10 years ago, it has raised more than $3 million for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Bentley also recently released a limited edition riser necklace from which all the proceeds will go toward the event. I definitely love Dierks Bentley. He seems so down to earth. I wouldn't mind seeing him in concert, that's for sure. Now, I've always been a fan of Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley. I'm sure there's some other fans out there, too. I wish they got married, to be honest. But after running in the same circles for more than a decade and hosting the CMA Awards together for 8 years, Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley have gotten to know each other pretty well. It's clear the two are buds from their interactions on stage, but it turns out their friendship goes even deeper. When Underwood was thinking about taking the plunge into parenthood, the singer says she looked to Paisley and his wife Kimberly as role models. Brad was part of this reason, Carrie Underwood told CMT about her wanting to start a family. I would see them and how great they are and how sweet he is with them. And as soon as I found out he was having a boy, I was watching them like, aw, I want my kids to be like that. Underwood and husband Mike Fisher are well on their way. Their boy Isaiah looks like he's in good hands. If the adorable father and son photos on Instagram aren't any indication, I love following country singers on Instagram. I love looking at all their photos and what they're up to. Some of them are very interesting, of course. Underwood even says motherhood has brought more joy into her life. I feel overall like I'm kind of a happier person, and that's kind of weird, she told ABC News. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm just kind of in a better mood, and most of the time, unless I'm actually really sleepy. Paisley has two sons, Huck, 8, and Jasper, 6, so Underwood is halfway there. She's probably not thinking about the second anytime soon, but I don't know, as her schedule is jam-packed for the foreseeable future. She and Paisley are hosting the CMA Awards again this year in November, and the artist's new record, Storyteller, is slated for release on October 23rd, so look out for that. She was also the first country artist to headline at the Apple Music Festival, formerly the iTunes Festival, in London, and is slated to play the Grand Ole Opry's 90th birthday celebration, so much love to Brad and Carrie. I definitely can't wait to watch the CMA Awards. I love watching Carrie and Brad. I think they're so funny together and such a great group to host the CMAs, so I can't wait to watch that. And my last gossip for you guys, some fans may remember that before Jana Kramer was a country singer, she was an actress on the WB series One Tree Hill. She played a diva starlet alongside actress Sophia Bush, with whom Kramer remains friends and apparently gives the inside scoop on her newest tunes. I wish I was her friend and she gave me her inside scoop on her tunes. Loved One Tree Hill, though. If you haven't watched it on Netflix, I would start tonight, right after Country 101. It's been on Netflix for a while, but I actually just finished it last year, so I was a late bloomer. I'm even a late bloomer on Grey's. Haven't watched it all week. Been a crazy week, so I gotta get caught up on those episodes as well. But Bush tweeted about Kramer's track from her upcoming album, 31, said no one ever, gushing about how much she loved it and attaching a SoundCloud link for fans to check it out. So I'm going to pull that up in a little bit. I said, I'm not impressed by this song. I like her other ones, but I'm a little disappointed in this one. The catchy tune provides fans one more glimpse into the new record, which is set to release October 9th. Kramer says the album is a true reflection of who she is at this point in her life at age 31, hence the title of the record. Now, I didn't know she was 31, by the way. She looks so young and in such good shape that I don't even understand how she's 31. That's crazy. I thought she was at least in her early 20s. In my mind, she said, 31 shows strength, confidence, and grace. The singer said that that's exactly who she feels like as a person and what she's been through in life, and she told that to Taste of Country. Kramer co-wrote 6 of the 11 tracks on the album, but she says that they all represent her personally. Sometimes songwriters can just say it better than the way that she said it, she explained. So at the end of the day, whatever song portrays 100% the true emotion, that's going to win, regardless of whether I wrote it or not. 31 includes a duet with legendary Steven Tyler called Bullet. He heard the song and wanted to put his vocals on it. It's a really fun song. It's basically just saying that she dodged a bullet getting out of a relationship, and I think we can definitely all relate to that. New music isn't all Kramer is working on. She married football player Michael Cawson in May after a whirlwind 6-month engagement. The couple announced that they were expecting their first child in August and revealed their baby is a girl later that month. Congratulations to her. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. This is DJ Rodeo on radio.dominican.edu. Enjoy this next song by Dierks Bentley.
Well, don't worry about the damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying, if you really don't mean it, I don't care. If you need a little buzz to get you there, then baby I'm buying. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might, for tonight to have a heart in the truth, even if you don't, couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed, all night long, like you used to, even if you don't, couldn't you say you do? Yeah, baby, I'm begging you to lead me on, say Roll off your tongue, even if you're lying. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might for tonight? Have a heart, been the truth, even if you don't.
All right. Welcome back to Country 101 on the official Penguin Radio. There was so much gossip today, but now to move on with some events and concerts. The 2015 CMA Awards on November 4th will open with Eric Church and Hank Williams Jr. by debuting a song from Williams Jr.'s upcoming Nash Icon album. The two will sing Are You Ready for the Country, a Neil Young original that Jennings recorded in 1976. The show's executive producer says the song sets up everything that is going to happen during the remaining 3 hours of television. The 2015 CMA Awards begin at 8 p.m. I will definitely be tuning in. Eric Church is up for 5 awards, including Entertainer of the Year and Single and Song of the Year. It's his first nomination in the night's biggest category, one Williams definitely knows well. He won the CMA's top honor in 1987 and 1988 and continued to record on Curb Records through 2009. Williams' next album will be his first on Nash Icon Records, a partnership between Cumulus Media and the Big Machine label group. Reba McEntire, Ronnie Dunn, and Martina McBride are also Nash Icon artists, but McEntire is the only one of the group who has released an album. Williams' debut on the label is expected in early 2016. In 2012, Williams Jr. also appeared during the CMA Awards opening segment, although he took everyone by surprise. Host Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood sang a song spoofing the controversy that resulted in his song being removed as the theme for Monday Night Football. As they sang, he snuck up behind them. I think that was my favorite CMA by far. I love watching the CMAs. It's so nice to see everyone dress up and look so nice and not in cut-off shorts and ripped shirts. Make sure to tune in because I'll definitely be talking about it the following Wednesday since it's on a Wednesday night. The Grand Ole Opry is coming to the big screen later this year, and a date has been set for its official release. The movie titled American Saturday Night, live from the Grand Ole Opry, will premiere December 4th at select Carmack theaters around the country, including Nashville, of course. The made-for-cinema concert film will feature unique performances from some of country's biggest names, as well as behind-the-scenes moments for a VIP access experience. Audiences will get a front-row seat to performances including Brad Paisley singing American Saturday Night and Country Nation, Blake Shelton with Boys Around Here and Gunna, Darius Rucker with Wagon Wheel and So I Sang, from Southern Style, the band Perry with their mega hit If I Die Young, and Brett Eldridge's first number one, Don't Ya. Some of the tunes have unique connections to the Opry, such as If I Die Young, which the band Perry performed for Opry management in a backstage dressing room in 2009, earning them an invitation to make its debut on the stage. The concert was filmed August 31st at the historic Nashville venue, and Rucker, in particular, was honored to be included. He said, "I'm so proud to be a part of it. I'm one of the artists in it, talking about being a member of the Opry. I go there when I don't play, just to talk to people and hang out." The film will give fans who otherwise may not get the chance to visit the Opry an opportunity for the Opry to visit them instead. So who wants to buy me a ticket for that? Because that looks super cool. This weekend was also Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. Some of my friends actually attended and posted some cool pictures. Looked like a lot of fun. Super jealous. Chase Rice performed, Brett Eldridge, Florida Georgia Line, Jake Owen, Keith Urban, Lady A, Thomas Rhett, Tim McGraw, so many good performers. It is a 3-day event, and it looks like a smaller version of Stagecoach. And speaking of Stagecoach, the lineup had just come out, and I want to go so bad. Who wants to buy me a ticket for DJ Rodeo? Because I love Stagecoach, so there's another ticket that I want to invest in. The three main headliners are Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Bryan. Some other acts are Sam Hunt, the band Perry, Little Big Town, Eric Pasley, Ray Lynn, who I just saw, Joe Nichols, and Chris Young. There's so many more, and I want to go so bad. It is such a fun event. My roommates and I were really debating on if we should go or not, but us college students, we don't really have that much spending money. But Zach Brown's band is coming around the corner. My family is actually seeing them back home in Southern California this Friday, and then I'm seeing them next Friday. Pretty excited. They put on such a good show that I've seen in the past, so I can't wait to see them up close and personal. And there is also a new list of top 40 country songs, but if I were to name all 40, I think I would lose all my listeners. So I'll just mention the top 10 for you guys. Coming in at number 1 was Little Big Town. This song is so catchy and has been such a talked about song this year that it made sense. Number 2, Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up. Sam Hunt, House Party. This song has always made it on some top 3 of any list. And number 4, Blake Shelton, Sangria. And coming at number 5 is Eric Church, Like a Wrecking Ball. Now, I think I mentioned last week I wasn't really a fan, but not a fan of the song, but is a fan of him. But the song has definitely gone a long way. Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat, which I played last week for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Number 7, Jason Aldean, Tonight Looks Good on You. Such a good song. I think a lot of his music sounds the same, but I don't care because I love his voice and I think he sounds so good all the time. Number 8, Carrie Underwood, Little Toy Guns. In this song, it tells the story of a little girl who hears her parents fighting and their angry words make the little girl sad. She wishes their words were like little toy guns so they didn't hurt anyone. I read Carrie Underwood learned that lesson firsthand with other people in her life. And number 9, Kiss You in the Morning by Michael Ray. And at the 10th spot, Thomas Rhett, My Boy, with Crash and Burn. The list goes on, and I'm sure if I name the rest, you wouldn't be surprised as to who made the list and would be familiar with some of the artists. Thomas Rhett is hands down my favorite artist right now. Absolutely love him. And I did forget to mention what I wore to the concert and talk about what I saw. There's surprisingly was not a lot of trucks with big American flags, so I was shocked to see that. Usually that's a huge concert necessity. I wore cowgirl boots and a white dress with an open back, and some with others I went as well. It got really cold, so I did bring a flannel, classic country look, but even that didn't help keep me warm, so a jean jacket definitely would have been cute as well and kept me a little bit warmer. I saw many girls with dresses on and no boots and didn't care about the cold, some even shorts, but I did see jean pants, but always with cowgirl boots. For the guys, I wasn't impressed, just the usual jean pants and a regular shirt, nothing special. Maybe at Zach Brown Band I'll find a cute little looking cowboy. If you haven't checked out Country Outfitter, I'm telling you it's a cool website to definitely find out outfits. And now I do have to end a little early tonight because there is a volleyball game, so shout out to Dominican Women's Volleyball. Hope you guys get that W tonight. So that's it for my show today. Thank you for listening to Country 101 tonight on radio.dominican.edu. And the volleyball game will be on right after my show, so have a good rest of your week. I'll see you back here on Wednesday, same time, 6 to 7, right here on Penguin Radio. Good night, y'all. And here is a song to end my show by Kenny Chesney, Rainy Day.
Got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time, so what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it alright. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moon. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how
taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping. Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I want.